USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases continue to rise in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. The latest data from Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. is now averaging about 47,000 new cases per day, with hospital admissions up nearly one-third from a week ago. The CDC says that more than 80% of those new cases are of the more transmissible Delta variant. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that they will need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Yellen said that the Treasury Department would suspend its sale of bonds to finance the country's debt obligations. The Congressional Budget Office estimated earlier this week that the country would hit the debt limit in October or November. That news coming as both houses consider multiple trillion-dollar spending proposals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military, but just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside of the capital city. Mike Fortier reports.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A known gang member previously convicted of attempting to smuggle migrants into the U.S. was arrested on the southern border this week as Border Patrol agents continue to deal with increased illegal border crossings. Tom Holman says that along with that increase in people comes an increase of criminals and gang members. The former acting ICE director tells Fox News that some gang members blend in with family units to ensure that they get released.
And they know that 40%, 4 out of 10 border patrol agents are no longer in line because they're dealing with humanitarian crisis. So they're taking a risk of making entry. So if they caught that many, how many didn't they catch? How many of that 300,000, you know, where criminals got away? And look, and criminals and gang members also embed themselves into this as a child, as a part of a family unit, because when we did Operation Matador, when I was life director, we did Operation Matador in New York City and Long Island. We arrested 475 gang members, mostly MS-13. And guess what? 42% of them, 42% enter this country as an unaccompanied alien child or family group. So it's just not who we're aware of. It's just not who gets away. It's about these family groups you may see. They're not what they always people always think they are. Many of them are gang members and criminals. And 42% of gang members is a high number. And they'll bend themselves in these groups to get released.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.